Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is the art of being kind. Are you a kind person? Do you wait until someone is kind to you before you are also kind? So, what is kindness? Well, I know that it is something freely given and received. I know that unto itself that it's easy to do if, and I say if, you get yourself off of you in the moment. And I know that it is extremely important for humans to do for each other, for our animals, and even our environment. Are we kind to ourselves? That is a big one because we are so quick to judge. What do we look like? Where are we in life? How much money is in the bank? And so forth. Have you ever just stopped to give someone directions? Simply smiled at someone while you were walking in a store? What about holding open a door for someone, even if it means waiting a few moments for them to reach the door? Help in some way to make their lives a little bit easier. You know, and I get it. Sometimes we are on autopilot, and it can seem that we are being inconsiderate of others. However, if we just take a moment to look around ourselves and really recognize what is happening, and there are so many missed opportunities to be kind. So I have a few personal examples. The first one is concerning one of my brothers. He lived in San Francisco at the time, and he was riding the bus. He was probably on his way to school, I'm sure, when he saw an elderly man being hit quite severely by someone a lot younger. So he actually stopped the bus and got in the middle of the situation. Now, he didn't have to do that, but he noticed a need, and by forgetting his own agenda for the moment, it presented a beautiful act of kindness. Another example, this one actually happened very recently. I was in my local grocery store, and again, it's about an elderly man, and he was looking a little confused, and he turned to me and he asked me where an item was. And this is not an item that you find, it's not an everyday item, so I can understand his confusion. And even I said to him, oh gosh, I don't know, I'm not sure. But I said, you know what, there's a gentleman over there who works here. I'm sure if you go over and ask him, he'll absolutely help you. So he smiled and he thanked me. And I watched though, I watched as he walked over and he actually asked the store employee his question. And I can tell that the employee was not really wanting to help, but I watched them walk away. Now, I could have left it at that, but I went and I looked for the item myself. Again, it's not an everyday item. And then I went and I looked for the man, and sure enough, the employee had abandoned him to look for it himself. And so I smiled at him and I asked him if he found the item, and he had the biggest smile on his face and he told me no. He says, it's okay, you know, I'll find it. And I said, no, you know what, I found it. I said, follow me. And so I showed him a couple aisles over where the item was, and we had a little conversation, and you know, then I went on my way to finish my shopping and to finish my agenda. But that was a moment that could have been missed. Another example is when we got lost as children one day. I was about 8 and it was somewhere in the woods. I guess we stopped at some national park or something. So myself with a couple of my younger brothers, we got lost. We got separated from our parents. Now, we weren't scared. It was only a few minutes or so, but there were these two teenagers or maybe young people in their 20s who found us. And they stayed with us until we found our parents. And it turns out that they were on their way somewhere and had a little bit of gas. And so my dad gave them some money and they went on their way. And it was a win-win situation. You know, had they not stopped to inquire, are you okay? What may have happened? And in turn, my dad was able to help them put a little gas money in their car, and they were able to continue on with their journey. Another example was when I was with one of my nieces, and this actually has happened to me a number of times. So we're in a restaurant, and this particular day the staff was short, And the patrons, the people around me, they were just being rude. They're being fussy. You know, I'm hungry, I'm tired. And but my niece and myself, we just sat and we waited and we said, no worries, you know, we're here when you're able to, you know, get us a table. And you could just see the look on their face, just like, oh, thank you, thank you. So they go ahead and they went and took care of the fussy eaters. And when it came to our time to be seated, you know, we just said, gosh, you know, it looks like you're having a bad day. You know, you're doing such a good job. And, you know, no worries. You know, come back to us when you can. And just the look of appreciation, almost as if we had given her a hug in that moment, and you could tell how appreciated she was. And again, this has happened to me a number of times where I've just taken the moment to say, you know what? My tummy can wait. How are you today? You're doing a good job. Don't worry about people fussing around you. You just concentrate on being at peace. And you know, by saying this to somebody, it changes their attitude. And maybe the next person that they wait on, they'll be kind to. So again, it's a win-win. You know, what can you do to make someone's life a little bit easier? Do you hold a door? Do you help someone find their car in a parking lot? Just how about simply saying to someone at a checkout counter, you know, hi, how was your day? Letting a car go before you in traffic. Sending a quick text to someone just to say, you know what, hi, I'm thinking about you. And listen, a smile is contagious, but so is a frown. And your attitude is a ripple on the water. After you throw a stone, it continues to move and expand. You know, one of the best compliments that I ever received was from my young nieces. They were probably 4 and 6 at the time. And I spent a lot of time with them. I still do. And they said to me one day, they said, Susu, you're a really nice person. I'm telling you, best compliment ever. So I have also, though, worked, obviously, to stay in the moment and to ask someone without wanting anything else in return, how can I help you? What can I do to make your life easier? If couples would simply ask that one question, how can I help you? How can I support you today? I'm telling you, folks would lay down their own agendas. It's all about the art of kindness. So be kind to one another and be kind to you today. Whatever you're going through, it will work itself out one way or the other. So until next time, all my love and light your way, and of course, many blessings.